All right, welcome everyone to the Creative Cast. Today we're going to have a very interesting and exciting filmmaker that is up and coming from the US. Very excited to have him today. Let's get him in.
All right, the invite is out. And let's get started.
All right, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. You can hear me just fine?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Cool, brilliant. Yes, I do. Very excited to have you here. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yeah, it's been a good day so far. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. It's almost over. over here on this side of the planet. But it's midday for you, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah, it's 10 a.m. for me right now. What time is it there?
Oh, it's 7 p.m. now. So
there you go. Oh, wow. Okay. So you're gearing down.
yeah. I'm like this close to go to bed like right away. It's like I'm done for today.
So yeah,
I don't know what is worse though. In the morning, sometimes I'm like less useful than in the evenings for some reason.
No, yeah. There's something about your brain. Some people's brains get more active at night, like as the day progresses. So I really like that for sure.
Yeah, 100%. I'm a night owl, some friends say. So there you go. Totally. Let's get started with your background, shall we?
Yeah.
Like things like where you come from, how you got started in filmmaking.
So originally with filmmaking, I mean, I always tell people like the first thing I ever created was back in like when I was 9 years old. I always loved like playing with Legos and specifically Star Wars Legos. My parents had this little like camcorder. And so I thought it was a good idea because my brothers were making all these like stop motion videos. I was like, I'm going to mix those two together. So I got like my parents' camcorder and just like made this little Star Wars Lego stop motion video. And that's like the first thing I ever created. As time went on, in like, I think it was 2016, I was super inspired by Dude Perfect, like the YouTube.
Oh yeah, I know.
Like, cool. Yeah. The collective of just like trick shots and all that. So I got really into doing like trick shot videos, but it wasn't really like my own thing. I was just doing that a lot. And then when like the vlog whole era popped off, like I was super into making my own vlogs, and so I did that for a while. And like the like Logan Paul, I was super inspired by him, which is kind of, I feel like, kind of sad to say originally.
Really?
I don't know, just with everything that happened with him and, and then just I remember going back and watching his vlogs recently, and I was like, why did I like this? But his recent
Seems more cringe now if you look it up.
Totally. But anyway, so yeah, that's how I started. I really wanted to do well on YouTube, and I remember trying to make YouTube videos for so long and with like to little to no interaction or like anything of like nothing was doing super well. So, but yeah, I still love the art form. And then at one point, it was really funny. My original YouTube channel, which was called C-Shoddy, actually, got deleted by YouTube because I was doing this. I like was so desperate for views. I went onto this website and was like, I'd watch these people's videos and stack up these credits. And then you could use those credits to put your own like video into the mix. And then people would watch that video. You could type in like, I want 1,000 views, like all at 10 seconds, and it'd be like X amount of credits. And so I did that, which was really dumb. I mean, I was really young. I was probably like 15 at the time. And then a couple months go by and my channel gets terminated by YouTube. Oof. And I was like, dang, kind of like hit me really hard. Cause that was like something brings so much joy in my life. And I was like, dang it, dude. And so I, actually ended up kind of like, I think when something happens like that, like you get hit with like this thing you really enjoyed gets taken out of your life, you get hit with like a reevaluation. And for me, like creatively, it was a wake up call. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna do something of more meaning, because it wasn't really my own voice. was kind of copying what other people were doing. And I was like talking to a good close friend of mine at the time, and he was like, "What if you just made a channel and called it like Caleb Shaw, like it was actually your name?" And I was like, I think that's cool. So then fast forward to now, I still have that YouTube channel. It's called Caleb Shaw. You can look it up. But recently I've been way more wanting to create films, because after that time, at a similar time in life, I was like, I am so much more fascinated with movies and like really solid storytelling in that format of a narrative. And so I wanted to become a filmmaker. I was like, dude, I want to direct movies. I'm gonna do it. And so I just started slowly pursuing it, and eventually I was hit with like, what am I doing just trying to create YouTube videos? I should just pursue this directly. So that's kind of what I've been doing on TikTok and Instagram recently, is making a lot of these short little mini films in pursuit of just learning as fast as I can, as well as you can like have an idea and get it out there and see if it's actually a good idea. Because there's something creatively where you have an idea in your head and then you're like, let's see what this is actually going to be like putting it out. And then you have that realization of like, oh, like you have that time and period of like, is this actually a good idea? And then you realize it's a good idea or a bad idea. And so that process is so much faster with short form content, because you have an idea, you go and make it like same day. YouTube videos, I was spending like 50 hours, 100 hours on one video. And anyway, so that's what I've been doing. And I've been making a bunch of mini films, and with the goal of becoming a filmmaker. And I just want to direct movies. That's the long term goal. So that's what I've been up to.
Okay, directing movies as a long-term goal. Yeah. I mean, clearly you've just figured out for yourself, like so many others did, that putting out a lot of content, small, bit sized, with less work in each of them, I reckon, is what at least brings more drive in social media nowadays, which works much better. And looking at your work that you're putting out, it does have this cinematic feel to it for sure. In a way,
Thank you.
and it has, well, as far as I can tell. I mean, I'm not a filmmaker, but it has its own. It's constant. It's consistent in your style, let's say. It has that blurry, warm, kind of like in your head. It's playing in your head kind of feel. It's like the way you dream in a way, right?
Wow. That's a big compliment for me. Yeah, it's interesting. I think I realized over, I'm also doing an internship at my church right now. So I actually live at the church that I'm doing an internship at. And I've had been doing this for like the past, this is my second year and I'm almost finished with it. But what I've been doing this year is I've been doing a lot of graphic design and a lot of video work with our college ministry. And so I've been thinking a lot about marketing and consistency in terms of like what you're putting out on social media. And so that's been something that I learned recently, that I'm like, okay, I want this to be consistent. So I'm going to put out a similar feel, a similar vibe, like a similar aesthetic, like same font every time. So like people know, what they're getting into. And I think in that way on social media, people are like, oh, I know what I'm going to get when I follow this person. And then that also like helps you hyper focus into like what your voice is going to be. And so I found that to be super helpful for myself. So appreciate you noticing that. That's cool.
Yeah, well, I'm just sharing how I see your work and how it feels when I go look through it, which oftentimes is valuable feedback to the creator. And some because I oftentimes feel like you want to convey a certain message or come across a certain way, and sometimes it doesn't get to the other person as you would like it to, because it's difficult, right? So there you go. So it's important to have, so it needs to make sense in some way, It's important that what you deliver comes across as you want it to.
Oh, totally. Yeah, that's the whole process of like learning communication. It's like a whole nother level. Like one level is communicating like individually with a person in real life, and then like communicating, your art to people in the way that you want to a large group of people is a whole nother battle. So it's definitely a
Yeah.
learning process.
And you just said you're doing an internship. I was wondering what your path is, since for most creative, well, let's say jobs or careers, the path to, let's call it success, is not, it's not a blueprint. It's always very different. There are a couple of pathways, like going to a film school or something like that, but it's not necessarily that. So I was wondering how you are doing it, and you just mentioned you're doing that internship at your church, and I was curious about, well, because I feel like you're still starting out, or you're still at the beginning of your career. I might be wrong at this, so correct me if I am. And I was wondering what are the, well, really the obstacles you're facing right now in this phase you're finding yourself in.
Yeah, so to start with like the first question, my path currently. Yeah, so I graduated high school in 2021. And so I'm still pretty young. But
That's
I
good.
yeah, first totally, a lot of time. First year out of high school, I decided to do this internship at my church. And so I helped with the kids ministry program. And it was really just these 2 years that I decided to do this internship program. It's just like foundational time for my spiritual growth and like rooting myself in my faith. That's the goal of that, and it's been super fruitful for me, which has been amazing. And I've just grown so close to so many amazing individuals and just grown a lot as a person in my walk with the Lord, which has been super cool. But so yeah, that's kind of the base of I originally started out as a gap year, and then eventually I was like, yeah, to answer your question about film school, I've thought about film school, but for just with the era of social media and the internet, and I'm a pretty driven person, and so I know I can learn the things that I want to when I go and seek it out online, and I know that that will be available to me. And then just also with the success of a lot of my recent videos on Instagram, I've realized like, okay, I can learn a lot on here and also get connected with a lot of other filmmakers that are working right now. And so, yeah, just like I want to pursue after the opportunities that come to me through social media. And while also I have a business, it's called Caleb Shaw Media, and I just do video work. It could be advertisements, it could be wedding video, it could be photography for couples or whatever you think up. And so I'm working on that business as well, and then with the long-term goal of becoming a director. So it just kind of, I hope it's like kind of like this cycle of I get work and learn from the video work that I do and the photo work that I do, and then thus like learns more skills for like my filmmaking career while also building the social media, and then it just all kind of like circles until I become like a director of movies. But yeah, I'd say the biggest obstacles right now, I feel like is something you might imagine as like recently on Instagram, I gained like 20,000 followers in like the span of like 2 to 3 weeks, which is like crazy. And I was like,
Well, that's pretty fast.
well, I'm like, whoa, like this is all coming all at once. And I still have like 3 more months in this internship where like God has me here in what I'm doing right now. And it's easy to feel like, okay, I could drop everything and just pursue this filmmaking career right now, like wholeheartedly. But so I think the biggest obstacle is just like slowing down and like wanting to like really, think just, let me rephrase that. I think the biggest obstacle is just, trying to say no to the urge to want to just go full throttle right now. And then, yeah. I mean, otherwise, I feel like there's not a whole lot of obstacles currently. Like, it just feels like a lot of amazing things are happening, and so I feel very blessed, and I'm learning a lot. So it's been pretty awesome.
Okay, so maybe what I hear is a certain amount of uncertainty, maybe in a way of
Yeah, I
how to
mean,
approach it.
yeah, I say that it's like, oh man. It's an obstacle that I only have 3 more months left in this internship. It's really more of a blessing because I can like be here and really think more about like, okay, what direction do I actually want to go in rather than just being like, oh, here's this option, and then just go in that direction. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I kind of like the uncertainty because I think it's kind of fun. Just like, I don't know exactly where I'm going to end up. Like, sure, I live in Corvallis, Oregon right now, and maybe eventually it means I move to Hollywood. Maybe that means I stay here for however long, and then pursue, filmmaking here. 'Cause, we live in a world where you can do like these jobs anywhere just with how interconnected we are. And like, yes, there's like shooting on location. Like, eventually I think that'll happen, but yeah, so.
I mean, to these careers, a certain amount of learning by doing and learning along the way and just figuring it out on the spot is just inherently part of it. Feels like to me, at least. And you can't really just look into the future and just see like it's gonna be like that, there, and there. That's,
Oh, totally.
I mean, maybe it's possible, but I feel like it's quite rare for sure. Especially if you got surprises like that, things like you don't expect, you don't see coming, like your sudden growth on social media, which opens doors for you and makes you think about. Consider different options, let's say it like that,
Totally.
and so you're doing that, and you said long-term goal is directing movies. All right, there you go. I also feel, well, you've mentioned several times that you have some degree of connection also to spirituality. Is that like a major part in what you do as well, or do you completely separate those two things?
That's a good question. Yeah, so I am a Christian, so I believe in Jesus, and I am so I guess the denomination is just like evangelical Christian, right? And I go to a non-denominational church. And so yeah, that's like my relationship with Jesus is like in everything that I do. As for, I mean, a lot of people ask me, do you want to be a Christian filmmaker? Do you want to, be somebody that's labeled a Christian, like in the field that you're doing. And honestly, I see a lot of Christian films, and I just think there hasn't been a whole lot that conveys what it is actually like to walk with Jesus in like a in one, in like an artful, artistic way, but then two, in like an actual a way that reaches out to people outside of the community of Christians. And I think that's like one of the things I've noticed that like really bothers me is like I want to do that well, while also not being like, I'm just an open-minded person in the way that I love hearing other people's stories and what people believe. And I wholeheartedly, what I believe is like to be true, like objectively. But I also do like, I love hearing what other people have to say. And I really want to share like what I believe with other people in a way that actually, like other people can see. And then like apply to their own lives, if that makes sense. But so yeah, I would say it is directly involved in the things that I do in my filmmaking. But I also don't say that as like I only want to make my stuff for Christians. Like I want to make my stuff for everyone, and just tell real stories. I don't want to just tell. I think I see a lot of Christian movies that are like someone's horrible life, and then they come to God, which is awesome and really real, but then like it ends in like a church service or something. I just feel like that's not the case for everybody. And so I want to just tell real stories. That's my like stories based on my life that are hard and very real. And I don't want to like make these super like washed down, like super clean and like neat and tidy stories of like, oh, had a terrible life and now it's all perfect because like God saved me from everything, which is true. God does save you from everything, but I'm like, I'm not trying to make like you become a perfect person. You know what I mean? Like that's not how it works. So that's what I'm still in the process of figuring that out for myself and like with the people close to me. And yeah.
I can see that maybe also reflected this aspect of having other people in mind and doing it kind of for them.
in the series you're doing that I came to notice that you call Conversations with Creatives. And I was very curious about that as well, since, well, that I'm very passionate about as well, as you can see. And yeah, I was wondering how like that comes into play as well. You just explained it beautifully, and but still, I would like you to like mention on that as well, comment on it.
As what's the like what do you mean with like the
Well,
conversations with creative series I'm doing as
yeah,
well and how
is it? Yes, it's kind of like you're doing this on the side as well because it's just fun, or is it part of your filmmaking career in some way? You know, I'm just trying to understand
totally
how that fits in.
okay yeah I think I've just always loved having conversations with people, number one. But as a creative, I love hearing other people's perspectives on how they view their creativity. And so that's like one thing that I just talk to people in general about. But I think creating like a little series makes incentive to do so even more in a more intentional way, rather than just like a little side conversation here and there. Like sitting down with somebody for, as you know, for like an hour, you get a lot of information about their life and how they view the world and their sense of creativity. And so, yeah, I just kind of tacked that onto there because I've always wanted to interview people a little bit. And, you know, you see a lot of videos online of these short little nuggets of an interview. And I love those because it's like boom, boom, boom. You get the information without like consuming the full like hour podcast, which is great, has a time and place. So I just wanted to do that. So I actually, with those two other interviews that I've put up, I still have some more content from those that I need to put together. But life has been busy, and so I haven't gotten around to it. But yeah, so I just want to reach out to people. And I think it's a cool way to like network and not only get to know more people, but also, you know, get your circles more and more diversified. So I think it's pretty. Yeah, and I just love seeing how people think in general.
I couldn't relate more. I mean, that one clip you put out with that photographer that works for the triathlon, for the North
Yeah.
American Triathlon
Yeah, for
Association.
USA Triathlon, yeah.
And I just, well, for someone who has done similar things, I just really love and appreciate just the work that's goes into, which is a lot, but also like the sound quality was really nice, and I love the shots and the lighting, and it just felt really natural, which I love to see, just like so many others do as well.
Thank you.
No, but okay, just wanted to hear your take on that as well. And it's called Conversations with Creators, so this obviously is an essential part of what you do, or what I do. And I'm very keen to know what other people think about creativity and how it affects their work, their life. And I'm curious about what you have to say about that.
Yeah. I mean, creativity for myself was something that, you know, I always realized I had, as I mentioned, making those stop motion Lego videos or just even playing with Legos. I feel like Legos for so many people was kind of what connected them to their creativity within themselves. I used to believe that also not everyone was creative. I think as I've gotten older and as I've talked to more people, I've just realized, no, everybody can be creative. I think some people are born with more of a tendency to be creative, but also it's a muscle, right? You know, so if you are like working out your creative muscle by creating things daily, you're going to get better at being creative and therefore become a more creative person. And so realizing that everybody can do that has been cool and like they all have that mind. And yeah, so I think for me it's such a vital part of who I am and like I enjoy it. I do it impulsively. I actually like if it goes a week goes by and I haven't created something, I kind of feel a hole in my and like in me where I'm like, I gotta like make something, man. Like it's almost like such a like urge that I have to do. And you know, having meaning within there and like telling more like poetic stories, and because I consider myself a storyteller as well, and so that's a massive part of who I am as a creative, is like just really desiring to tell stories. And yeah, so I think everyone's creative. We all got to tap into it. And yeah, I just love that we can make whatever we want to. And that's just unique to us as individuals. And like, only I can make a certain thing, and only you can make a certain thing, and whoever's watching this can only make that certain thing. And so there's like, individuality is such a cool part of creativity, and like doing exactly what you want to do is such a key part of creativity, and making it unique too. And so I have been creating a lot on social media, and I think it's so easy on social media to conform to like all the trends. Like you use that trending reel sound, and then just slap all of your photos that were based off of somebody else that like inspired you, but it's to a point of almost copying. And I think potentially social media might be a danger for creativity, because people are doing it more so for the intent of trying to blow up, and less so for like they have this urge inside them to like make something unique. But yeah, so I've just been really trying to make unique things, and not only for the sake of it being unique, but like seeing what's in my mind and like what matters to me, and then conveying that has been something I've loved doing for like the past. I've been really going after it for like the past couple months, and it's been such a joy. So.
I mean, once you give it a try, and it starts to taste really sweet. It's
Oh yeah.
hard to stop eating,
Yeah, totally. That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
a couple of people just submitted some questions. Do you mind if we address
Oh, totally,
some of
totally.
them? Someone by the name of Nicholas Duvernay asked, "What's your favorite movie?"
Shout out Nick. That's one of my good buddies.
There you
Yeah,
go.
my favorite movie is Fantastic Mr. Fox, directed by Wes Anderson. Wonderful
Okay.
movie. Have you seen it?
I have actually.
Yeah, I just the way it's shot, I mean, it's stop motion, so I think that like stop motion, like very in a like subconscious way has impacted me massively. But I think just like the colors in that movie, the dialogue, and like the fact that these animals are basically humans in the way that they speak, and like the real life kind of situations. And it's not like it's subtle in the way that it's related to real life, but I just like everything that movie has to say, and it's beautiful. I love that movie. It's inspired me so much.
I mean, Wes Anderson does like movies that are candy for the eye for sure, right?
Oh yeah, Wes
Just
Anderson's
throughout.
amazing.
I recently watched this very famous movie of him as well, Hotel in Bucharest, I think
Oh,
it's
Grand
called.
Budapest
Grand
Hotel.
Budapest, there you go. Well,
Yeah.
my memory. But
You're
like
good.
you can just see his style throughout all his movies almost. And it was just, I mean, in some way it's very chaotic, but in the end he always like he catches you again. And it's just his movies are so different. Like I feel like I don't understand enough about filmmaking to really like grasp what's going on, everything that's going on there. But my knowledge of like composition and color, just how it's called, color combinations, just the color palette that he uses,
Yeah. Yeah, it's a consistent
that
throughout.
alone,
Yeah, I love Wes Anderson. Literally all of his movies. Like you said, it's so unique, and I love directors that just are out there with their uniqueness. Like it is so blatantly Wes Anderson. Like you can take a frame from almost any of his movies and you're like, "Oh, that's a Wes Anderson movie." The symmetry, like the way the colors are graded, and like the dialogue even, and like the way that children almost behave like adults in the movies. I love it. It's amazing.
Okay. What do you like? I mean, obviously every director has his own style.
What is it about him that catches you so much?
Yeah, I think he was the first director that I noticed that it was, a certain director. Because as a kid, you watch movies and you like don't care who made it at all. You're just like try to watch a Toy Story and you don't really mind who made it,
True, true.
At least for me, growing up. And then yeah, so I love the symmetry and like I love the idea of like just getting the shots and making something just so ordinary seem magical. You know what I mean? I remember I watched the Isle of Dogs back at whenever that came out. And I remember going over to my brother's friend's house and I was looking at his sink and it was just kind of like grimy. But I was like, yo, if you like shot this in a certain way, it'd be beautiful. And I was like really astounded by that idea that you can make the most ordinary things look beautiful. And I think he captures that really well. And then there's almost like a bit of like I don't know what the right way to say it, but the way that the characters talk to each other is just in a magical way and like not super accurate to the way that people actually behave in real life, but exaggerated in certain capacities. And I like that a lot.
This I mean, yeah, the script, the dialogue is very well crafted. And I see what you mean with that he manages to just grab your attention to minor details, by like making it them last a bit longer, like pulling you in somehow, and really get to notice them, where in most cases you would just pass right through them or not even show them, right?
Yeah, he does those overhead shots of like people maybe eating their food or like preparing food, and it's just beautiful because it's not something that you'd think is cinematic, like somebody just like making something, but the way they do those overhead shots, it's amazing. There's so many details. I could talk about Wes Anderson for so long. All of his movies are so packed with all these amazing details.
Maybe another time.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I don't know much about him, but I'm sure there's plenty to like dissect from his work. And I think there's this video that I have on my watch list that analyzes his way of making movies. Because since I watched that, the Grand Budapest Hotel, I was like, I need someone to explain to me this movie. like, please. Happens to me sometimes. I watch a movie, I'm like, I loved it, but I don't know why.
Totally.
I need someone to explain it to me, happened, for example, with, like, sometimes it's the plot itself, but sometimes it's also, like, for example, with Shutter Island,
Oh yeah.
it's like,
Yeah.
it's a very confusing movie if you when you watch it for the first time. Like, wow, what is going on here? Or Matrix when you watch it for the first time, It's just there's a lot underneath, that's going
Oh, totally.
on that you feel like you're missing,
I'm that way too. I think it's interesting to watch a movie and let it sit with you and like you come to the conclusions, but then to also go and see like, okay, this is what this meant, and then they point out these other details that connect later in the movie, and you're like, wow, this movie is a masterpiece. Like it is so interconnected, and it's cool to notice that. Like that analysis is a really enjoyable part of watching a movie.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, it sure helps when you fully pay attention to the movie throughout the movie instead of, like eating popcorn or eating your whatnot, being distracted. But
Totally.
yeah. clearly I'm not the best, movie watcher, but
It's a bit of an art form in itself to like learn how to watch movies, not just watch them. I had a teacher in high school. I took a film essay class, so we'd like watch movies and then write little essays about them. And he would say watching a movie is not a lean back experience, like where you're like this, like kind of getting tired and just observing. It's a lean forward experience. You know what I mean? Like in the way that you would engage in a conversation with someone. And so that stuck with me for a long time.
Yeah, it should be.
For sure.
If you want to, like, well, yeah, if it's a movie that it's like there's something, you know, because I reckon, you know, based off your take that this movement of very Hollywoody filmmaking is quite the opposite of what you're looking for, where every movie that looks the same, feels the same, and is structured in a very similar manner, you know. Which I personally found very boring and blunt in a way.
Right. Yeah. Like you're saying, the more like Marvel movies or like Transformers or
Yeah,
these like more big
exactly.
budget. And it doesn't necessarily need to be like the big budget ones either. It's just like the way that the story is structured and like the very formulaic way. No, yeah, I get that. Those types of movies have become really boring for me too, where you just it feels like you're watching the same movie over and over, and it's just it becomes comes boring, you know? Yeah, so personally, I want to tell stories, like I've said, that are unique and aren't, you know, too. I think what in Hollywood, what happens is the producers and like the studio heads are like, this movie needs to make a lot of money. And so they get in there into the like writing room and change things because they're like, no, this needs to make more money. Like, we can't have that. Like, no one's going to care about that. Or they don't. Like where the story gets jeopardized, like the original story. And so it's been really cool to still see directors like Wes Anderson or Tarantino, Scorsese, you know, that are still making movies today, Spielberg, that are fully entrusted by the studios to like write and direct entirely. I think that that's a really beautiful thing to see because they're just still creating what they want to create. I think that's super necessary for films. Like the director needs to be able to create what he wants to create, you know.
I just saw another question. You can throw it in
Okay.
and start hitting it off. Someone, Young Jay asked, do you still draw inspiration from YouTubers? Like, Hey X Natalie, I don't know if you know them.
I know that.
That does not
I know
sound
her, yeah.
no. Oh, you do? Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
Or have you found new ones considering your style has changed a lot? Great stuff, by the way.
All right. Yeah. So that's my buddy Jordan, who I met over social media. So shout out Jordan. Yeah, I think we connected originally, me and Jordan, over a Hey X Natalie video because he made a video in a similar style, and I think it got recommended to me, and I commented down below, and I was like, "Hey man, I love your stuff," and so that's how we got connected. Hey X Natalie, what is this? She's a YouTube filmmaker, I would say. I wouldn't just say she's a YouTuber. She makes these very Pacific Northwest, like very woodsy, very like folk music kind of vibes, and just explores her she's from Bend, Oregon, which is really close to where I live, but beautiful landscapes, right? It's very like pine trees and rivers and
Yeah.
a lot of rain, you
Very,
know, cla
very moody.
cloudiness, very moody. Yeah,
Yeah.
she has beautiful pieces, but I haven't watched a video of hers in a while, so I'd say man, I've been more inspired, like what I've said about the things that I just want to create. And I feel like that's like people ask, what's your inspiration for creating things to creatives? And then I always feel like it's such a fool of yourself answer to say it's myself. Like I'm inspired by myself. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I feel like that's a, I
That's
feel,
quite an
it's,
answer.
no, I know. I'm not saying that that's necessarily 100% of what's going on. But recently I've been a lot more inspired with just the ideas that are in my mind. But I would say I've been looking way more to movies. I watched La La Land recently again, and I was like less so directly inspired of like, oh, I want to create shots like that. Have you seen La La Land?
I think I do with Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, Emma
Yes,
Stone.
I have, but like that, I've watched it like maybe 4 years ago or something.
Okay. But
So, but I roughly remember the movie.
yeah, there's a lot of ideas in there that I love, story-wise. Like, just spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen La La Land, get out of here and then come back in like 2 minutes. But like the end of it is the end of it. They because it's a love story, but it's realistic in the way that they don't end up together, right? And they end up pursuing their dreams instead. And I think that sacrifice and that idea of I'm going to give up this relationship because I care about my dreams is such a like real reality to life. And I've talked to a lot of individuals that are like, I hate La La Land because it ends unhappy. But I'm like, that's why it's good.
Yeah,
You
that's
know,
what makes
I
it
mean,
real.
right. And I love that realism. And obviously, it does end happy because, you know, they achieve their dreams. And it's at begs the question, at what cost? You know, like what's more
Yeah.
worth it? And so I'm really inspired by that movie story wise and then colors wise. So to answer the question, I've been less inspired by YouTubers. Actually, I haven't been watching much YouTube recently. And
Yuck your
part of
face.
that's just, what was that?
Yuck your face. With Logan Paul,
Oh, right. No, I had my face for sure. Yeah, so I mean, there are a lot of good YouTubers out there, but if anybody has any more quality, like similar to Hayek's Natalie type YouTubers that just make more so art and films, like I'd love to watch more of that. But yeah, I think similarly to the way that Hollywood's being commercialized with the movies all being formulaic, YouTube's very similar, and I'd say worse with like Mr. Beast and the whole
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Be are they saying Mr. Beastification of YouTube? Is that what they call it? With these like
Oh,
formulaic,
is
like,
it?
hey guys, welcome back. We're gonna be driving a bus off a cliff, and then we're all gonna parachute, and the last person to hit the ground gets $10,000. You know what I mean? Like these
Yes.
crazy video
The
ideas.
hype.
Yeah, the hype, and then like clickbait thumbnails, titles. And so I would say YouTube has become less and less of a place to put like genuine thought and genuine art out, which is okay. I think it's just a different platform. But yeah, that's a roundabout way to answer the question. To
Yeah.
answer the question briefly, less inspired by YouTubers, more inspired by films and movies and filmmakers. So.
Okay. Even though I feel like La La Land just really took a lot of future jazz pianists from this face of the earth. So there you go. It just
Totally.
make plenty of people were like, I wanted to, now I don't anymore. Like, no
Like,
way.
yeah, it looks like there's no money in this career.
Yeah, no
Yeah.
money and no luck with like the beautiful woman. So there you go.
Totally.
Jesus. Even though she loves it, but like, yeah, it's in the way somehow.
Oh,
But
there's a
yeah.
scene in that movie that I think about so much. They're sitting at the jazz club talking about jazz because she's like, I hate jazz. And he's like, no. Like, I'm like, what are you doing right now? And then they go to the jazz club and they're watching the guys play. And they're like, he's like, look at all that's going on. That guy just took the lead while this guy is trying to do his own thing. And it's conflict and it's compromise. And like that line of conflict and compromise, like, can overarch that entire movie because that's what the movie's about. You know, like they have their differing ideas of what they want for their life and what that means for them together, and it's conflict and it's compromise and beautiful film. I love that
Oh yeah.
movie.
Oh, and the shots and the way they do like some of the scenes, you know, where they swivel the camera back and forth. They're very well known. Because it's unique, you know? Where it's
Yeah, well,
like
and
he's
just
playing and she's like dancing, you know?
where he's like da 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 and goes to her and she does her little dance. I
Yes.
think that movie is so well crafted and there's so much care into it. Watching it again just a couple of weeks ago, I realized so many new things, and each shot is so motivated to what the story is trying to tell. And that's like
Yeah.
something as a cinematographer that I want to learn more about is like, okay, this specific shot we're trying to convey this character is sad or whatever, for example. And how do we convey that with the camera movements? And I think that movie just does it so well.
Yeah,
Yeah, you
definitely.
got me going on La La Land.
Was like, oh, La La Land? Oh man, I watched that movie yesterday. I go, oh, let me tell you all
I watch that
about
movie every morning now.
it. Yes. Just to get you motivated throughout
Yeah.
the day. Wow. Just imagine, like a
Yeah,
booster, you
dude.
know?
Totally.
All right. So to get towards the end of this episode, I would like to hear from you what people can maybe look out to or expect to see in the near future from you.
Totally.
Something
Yeah.
you can maybe tease them with.
Ooh, okay. Let's see here. Oh, I would say I'm going to be putting out a lot more of those little mini films, vertical videos here on Instagram or TikTok and YouTube Shorts. I put YouTube Shorts out too occasionally. So I'd say just look out for a lot of that and more combos with creatives. There's more of those on the way. And yeah, I think this next, what I see for this next year is just me doing a lot of mini films and then just chasing after little ideas. And I've been very brief in the way that I describe like what I've started working on because I have been I realized that I want to be a person that brings up stuff that I'm actually going to do and that I'm actually doing before, I bring it up because you could be all talk. So yeah, I'm working on a bigger, I'll just call it a bigger filmmaking piece that will take a lot of time and development. And so it's something that will be very close to my heart and I'm excited to share the story. So it's gonna be in a long time, but that's in the future. I feel like that's so ambiguous.
Yes, I mean, I didn't expect a very specific detailed answer, so all
Okay.
good.
Cool. We're good.
If I've been surprised. So I was like, oh really?
Yeah,
Okay.
yeah,
So I was
yeah.
like really in there, with the dates and everything. No, but I can see that. I can see that how it's like you see you have a vision, right? And you're just trying to put the pieces together. It's like I know I'm
Right.
gonna get there, but I don't know when,
Right. Huge project that I don't even necessarily know what it's going to be in the long run, but I have a slight idea, and then I'm going to unpack that idea, unzip the file, ultimately.
Good. That's how it starts. Someone who wants to find out more about you and your work right now, where should they go?
I just created a website, calebshawmedia.com. That's more for my to get clients. But if you're interested in working together and you want to work together on a project or you have a video you want to get done or you need some photos done, you can totally contact me through there, calebshawmedia.com. Alternatively, I mean, man, I don't have a crazy amount of info about myself online aside from just a lot of videos on my YouTube channel. I mean, you could look at that. That's just Caleb Shaw. You do youtube.com/CalebShaw. Or you can just look through my Instagram. I mean, I don't have a crazy amount of info about myself online. So
All
maybe I
right,
should.
TikTok? Something about TikTok? I
Yeah,
heard
TikTok
something.
is it's the same exact stuff I put on Instagram.
All
But
right.
you can check out
Some
my TikToks.
people, yeah, some people prefer
Yeah.
TikTok
Oh,
somehow.
sure. Yeah.
I don't know.
I've learned to like Instagram a lot more, which is coming at a good time because I know TikTok might get banned in the US. So I would say you can check out my TikTok as well. Where is Caleb Shaw? At where is Caleb Shaw? Yeah.
Cool. That's a wrap.
Sweet.
And I'm very happy to have you here to have had this conversation with you.
Yeah.
I'm always feel very blessed, having guests on at all that are willing to share their story, their beliefs, and their plans for the future and how they see the world and what they do. So thank you.
Yeah,
And
thank
I'm
you. Thank
sure
you, Lucas.
people, yeah.
Thanks for having me on. It means a lot. When you reached out to me, I was like, whoa, this is an honor. This is awesome. So thank you so much.
Cool. I'm sure I'll see you around. I wish you best of luck. And yeah, let's keep each other updated here.
Totally. Yeah, you as well. Thanks for
Cool.
reaching out.
All right.
Yeah, have a good one, man.
Take care. Yeah, see you around.
See ya.